Okay, we are now into the chapter 3, but let's do a quick recall of what we did in chapter 1 and 2. In chapter, we understood the definition of the healthcare industry, we understood what is hospital operations, we also understood a strategy. Then in the chapter 2, we talked about the strategy management, we talked about vision, mission, values, we talked about various things. We went into detail of a product-based organization and a market-based organization. We talked about the various disruptions or advantages and disadvantages of a product or a marketing plan. Then we looked about how the leadership and management should work in tandem. Then we talked about how about the marketing strategy should work from a physician perspective, consumer perspective, the choice perspective. Now we will talk in detail about how to develop a marketing plan. So the initial two chapters was to give you kind of a theoretical thought process. Now you can think of creating or developing a marketing plan. Now this is bit from a practical. So as I go along, I will ask you to make some notes so that you can create a plan of your own and see how it helps or not. Once again, I'm Gabriel, as you know me, with an experience of 22 plus years in various fields. So let us deep dive. Here, from an agenda perspective, we'll talk about creating a healthcare marketing plan. We'll understand their objectives, what to do, what not to do. We'll talk about SWOT analysis. We'll talk about SMART analysis. We'll talk about the advantages and disadvantages. And for every aspect or the indicators, we will do a little bit of practical exercises. So are we ready? Let's roll. A healthcare marketing plan is nothing but an outline of the medical practices marketing strategy, which includes everything: specific actions, business goals, tasks, everything. A healthcare plan also serves as a roadmap. So if you ask me, a healthcare marketing plan is more of a roadmap between vision, mission, and values. And it is always for a specific period of time. So you can, from a strategic management perspective, you can develop a bigger marketing plan, but it is always for a specific period because you cannot measure a bigger marketing plan. So a marketing plan has to be for a specific period or for a specific task or for a specific market or for a product that way. Now, let's not get into all these things, the goal and vision and resources. We have a thing. I would ask you to write down SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Now, SMART goals are typically goals which is defined by those terms. So when I say specific, it has to be specific. When I say measurable, you can measure them, and we will talk about each and every aspect how to do that. How to check the achievement, which is achievable or not, realistic and time-bound. Now, if you think from that way of that, so when I say specific, a specific is nothing but it clearly codes the objective of the vision. So if my vision is to be a 50-bed hospital in the next 5 years, then what are the specific objectives and tasks or values that I need to do has to be written down in specific. Now, if I've written down, so for example, just an example, let's say I am doing it from a perspective of a healthcare marketing, so 50 beds. So I say first year 10 beds, second year 20 beds. I don't do anything else because I'm looking at 30 beds and I don't want to jump on to 50 as of now. Now in that specific, I come to 10 beds. In that 10 beds, what is measurable? How many beds are we have to create? In that 10 beds, what are the other activities that I have to do to measure? Is it achievable to achieve 10 beds in a year? Some people might say yes, some people might say no. The board might say no, I am looking at 10 beds in the next 6 months. So you have to have a time, that is time bound. And then the realistic part, whether it is really possible to achieve 10 beds in 6 months or a year. Now, when I say 10 beds, please understand your marketing plan should also focus on the achievement of the 10 beds. All that clinical trials, all that laboratory, all will be part of this. So when you say SMART business goals and vision and resources and skills, it's a marketing tool to achieve these goals. So please write down, if you're creating a marketing plan, what will be a specific of your marketing plan? How will you measure your marketing plan? Whether this is achievable within the time-bound marketing plan, and how realistic is this marketing plan, and what will you do to make it more realistic is the question. So let us deal now. You know, In previous sectors, I might not say today, the success of a medical practice is completely dependent on the marketing. The plan will help establish your marketing strategy depending on what is the need. The plan will change over time. It may change in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or 12 months. A successful hospital or a successful hospital marketing plan or a healthcare marketing plan is to understand your target market and competition. So a plan should always focus on two components. What is the target market and what is the competition? And your plan should also determine how will you handle the marketing effects? How will you check the impact? How will you check the result? If the impact is less, how will you increase it? What is the direction for future initiatives? Whether marketing plan one is linked to the vision of the company or not, you have to check. Now, we will get into the steps to creating a marketing plan. To let you know, so I'll give you the names first. Step one is define your target audience. Step two is state your business goals. Step three is conduct a SWOT analysis. We'll talk about it. Step four is establish key marketing strategies. And step five is determine a budget for different activities, right? Step six is establish KPIs, key performance indicators. So there are six steps. I will repeat again so that you are making a note, and I'll go slow. First, define your target audience. What and how, I'll come a little bit later. Second, state your business goals. So first is define your target audience. Second is state your business goals. Third is conduct a SWOT analysis. Fourth is establish key marketing strategies. Fifth is determine the budget for different activities. And six is KPIs, the key performance indicators. So let us roll from the first is establish the target audience or define the target audience. Now, how will you define the target audience? Who are your target audience? You have to check the demographic, the location, the wellness habits. You might have to run a survey. So let's say if the hospital where you're working has a 5 kilometer radius or a 10 kilometer radius, then you have to create a survey which will cater to their wellness habits, the lifestyle habits, the location that they are in, the travel time to hospital, their demographics, their needs, their choice of hospitals that they have, what kind of spending that their healthcare plan, do they have a medical policy, what is the medical policy all about. Now, once you come to know about a medical policy, then you might have to know what are the ingredients of that medical policy. So once we have defined this, once you have done this, so again, you can make a note to define your target audience. You must have to run a survey, which will include the demographics, the location. When I say location, the distance to and fro from the hospital, transportation to and from the hospital, the lifestyle habits, the wellness habits, their medical plan policy, if they have one, if their spending habit, how close are their chemist shop, does the hospital will have a chemist shop which will suit to their needs. Now, once you have defined the target audience, you cannot direct your service to everyone, because that is the biggest mistake. You cannot cater to everyone in the first go. You have to find a domination or a service-centric or a well-written message that will respond to your target audience's need is the best way to succeed. That's what I said, the survey has to conclude all these things. Once you read that survey, you will come to know what are the ways those things are done. Once you have defined your target audience, now you have to state your business goals. Now, what is a business objective that drives to create a marketing plan? Was it increasing awareness of a lifestyle disease? Was it to create a strengthening of your online, that you cater to everything online, your doctors are online, you don't have to come to the hospital other than surgeries, or it is improved your profitability? Make sure that you state your business objective very clearly in the plan. Now, when you say increasing awareness, so for example, your hospital is renowned for cardiovascular, but if the demographic survey says that in the last 6 months or a year, there is no cardiovascular problem in here, then how will you take care of that awareness? How many people know what they have to do to avoid COVID in the future? There was a survey by Government of India. And if you look at every news channel during the time of COVID, they kind of percolated it through the news channel that this is what you have to do. You have to wash your hands, you have to wash your mouth, wash your hands till elbow, wash your feet, through knee. So these are the objectives. So you have to state that objective very clearly. So the first objective, no, we are only there to increase awareness. No, you are there to strengthen your, okay, your hospital might say, I'm looking to increase awareness as well as strengthening my online reputation. So those are two separate business goals. There should be two separate plan to achieve that. And always ask questions. One of the key aspects to build a realistic goal is to make it quantifiable. Remember, specific, measurable. How will you monitor that, whether that you have done a marketing plan to increase awareness? How will you know how many people have known this? How will you measure the result? So try to, that's the reason I said, try to limit the number of goals to less than 4. 2 is ideal for most medical practices. Increase awareness and technological might be 1 or might be 2 different ones. But try to portray in that way. Don't try to put it too much perspective on the goals or larger goals. Now comes the most important part is a SWOT analysis. Now, before I go to SWOT analysis, I hope all of you knew what is SWOT. I will go in this way. Strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats. I'll repeat myself. S for strength, W for weakness, O for opportunities, T for threat. Now, strength and weakness is internal. Opportunities and threat are external. What I mean by this is, strength and weakness is internal to a product, to a service, to a commodity, to a person, to a place, to a brand, to an organization, to a culture, to everything. Because it's their own strength and weaknesses. Opportunities and threats are external because your opportunities and threats are nothing but a manifestation of your strength and weakness. So let me give you this example from a different field to make you understand. Sachin Tendulkar made 241 in Sydney. So let us do an analysis of Sachin and you can do it with me. Strength, excellent cover drive, excellent cut, excellent straight drive, excellent puller and hooker, excellent flick, right? This is strength. But as the time progresses, the strength became a little bit of weakness because he was too early going to a shot. That created a threat in Sachin's batting and created an opportunity in the bowling of others. So they were bowling in that corridor of uncertainty, which is off stump area, where if you try to, and there used to be a shortish mid wicket and a shortish cover, if you're playing that shot, he invariably got caught. So I do not know whether Sachin did a SWOT analysis or not, but this is what he did, what I have known. He said that I will make my weakness my strength, which will give me opportunity. So what did he do? He said, I'll not play a single shot because that has become my weakness outside the off life. And I will create the flick, which is my weakness, to a strength so that I'll play the flick shot more so that I can practice it and it will create an opportunity. If you watch the 241 innings, Sachin did not play an offside shot for the entire innings. His majority of the scores were mid-wicket, long on and backward, finally. Which means, so strength and weaknesses was internal to Sachin Tendulkar. Opportunities was what I did with my strength and weaknesses, and threats were from the bowler. So that is what it is. So when you're doing a healthcare marketing plan, you have to understand what are the strength of the hospital. What are the weaknesses of the hospital? If I work on this strength, will there be any opportunities coming around? If I don't work on this weakness, is there a threat? What is the competitive advantage out there? This is also known as the situation analysis. So I identified my customer segment by doing a survey. I defined my objective business. And now I'm doing a SWOT analysis of my hospital to know the competitive advantage. Now I will portray the key marketing strategies. So after I have established my core customers or identifying the core customers, then I've looked into the efficacy of the business objective. And after doing a SWOT analysis, since I find the key strengths and weaknesses, now I will detail the marketing strategies based on the strengths to achieve my business goal. We would recommend that each goal separately and listening to each action items underneath it. Do not collaborate it. Do not accommodate it. Each objective, separate plan. each goal separate plan. This will allow you to understand what's need to be done. It will give you more power to control the marketing plan. It will give you more power to control the review. It will give you a realistic understanding whether where it needs to be adjusted. Remember, SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and time bound. So whether I'm doing that or not. So easy to be motivated, not difficult enough to understand. Simply put, this part of a healthcare marketing plan should provide a tangible roadmap to achieve your business goals. That's the link. Now coming to the budget. So this is completely depend on the hospital. I cannot say that this is the best budget or this is the worst budget. This is completely your forte. If you have understood the market, you have understood everything, understood the medical practice, the necessary everything, it is a really, really a pain process of setting and managing a budget in running a medical practice. Because today, the cost of equipment of an oncology device may be 1 crore. 2 years down the line, when your marketing plan is going to achieve, the cost goes to 1.5 crore. What will you do? You have to get those 50 lakhs, right? Because you wanted to acquire an advanced device of it. The MRI machine, today if you go to any hospitals which have neuros, they have an MRI machine. MRI machine is very costly and it has to be operated at a certain temperature. Third, it has to be operated by a complete known clinical practitioner. And there are dresses out there. There are a lot of things in an MRI. You cannot take any magnet or phone or steel or anything. It might create a problem to the patient as well as the person who is running it. So you need to know all these things to make a clear budget. And it's a big, big area of concern. And that is the reason when you're doing a marketing plan, you try to answer questions like, what do you plan to spend on marketing activity during a planned period? Where will the money come from? Are you keeping any money aside for an emergency? What if one of the scheduled activities demands more budget? I will share a kind of an example. One of my friends is a very good marketing planner. He's now a consultant. So he works with various industries to give them a marketing budget. So once I was working with him and I asked him that, you quoted X amount for this. He said, that is my contingency fund. I mean, you have quoted 15% more than the market rate. But yes, what if tomorrow that price goes up, where will I get the budget from? So then I asked him a very simple question. So if you are adding as a contingency fund to that budget and you're, and he said, I will let the organization know that the core budget of the market is currently is X. And I'm doing at X plus X into 15% for any price surgery or anything or whatever it is. So I said, do you also decrease the price? He said, in a marketing plan, never think of decreasing a price. Just you want to portray that you want to save money because you do not know what will happen tomorrow. So it's a very critical standpoint. Write down these questions. These questions are very important. I'm giving you 2 minutes to write it down. What do you plan to spend on each marketing activity? So it's not, sir, you give me 1 crore, I'll do this. No. This marketing activity will get 10 lakhs. Marketing activity 2 will get 5 lakhs. Marketing activity 3 will take 15 lakhs. And the justification. And the plan period. And the outcome it will bring. Second, where will the money come from? The most important part. I mean, the stakeholders or the finance or the approvals and everything. In so, for example, you said for marketing plan 1, 10 lakhs. Is 10 lakhs a complete budget or 10 lakhs is an additional budget so that tomorrow, if the prices increase, you have the capability to handle it. And if you ask me, everywhere who creates a budget, he takes a plus of 15%. It's a market norm. It is not a statement. If you ask me, wherever I worked with the team for budgeting, I've always told them that this price is not fixed. This, I have added another 15% as a contingency fund. Now, there are a lot of people who have asked me questions, what if Gabriel, the price is less? And then it's a contingency fund. I can use that budget as a whole. So I always used to take 2 approvals, one for the main budget and one for the contingency fund. It is to help me to plan the budget better. Final point, establish KPIs. The best healthcare marketing plan is in its effectiveness. When I say effectiveness, it's in the measuring of it. What are the key performance indicators? which will give me results. What are the results against the benchmark? What is the benchmark against my business goal? What I'm trying to tell you is, the first KPI can be whether there is any increased bottom line or not. The second, patient service scores. I did say it sometime back. Increased patient volume, improved referral source. So, marketing one, budget invested 5 lakhs, increased in patient service scores. Marketing activity two, budget 10 lakhs, improved referral sources. Marketing activity three, 15 lakhs, increased bottom line by 5%. When you say 5%, what is the value? And it can be reduction in number of negative reviews also. So, periodically, when you review all these things, it will give you a better chunk of understanding all these things. So, these are few of the examples. It can be more as the knowledge increases, but this five is mostly used in the healthcare industry. Increased bottom line, patient service scores, increased patient volume, improved referral sources, and reduction in number of negative reviews. That is also one of the aspect of the, and okay, a reduction in number of negative reviews can also be connected with patient service scores. Sometimes people are working that way. Increased patient volume can also give an increased bottom line. But you have to check how do you want to go about it. That is all about what we said. And once again, first decide the target audience, then set a business goal, then create a marketing plan with the questions, then set a budget aside, then look at the objectives and the budget, and finally find out the KPIs of this plan. Now, once I've created a plan, how will I establish the marketing objectives? It's a bit theoretical. I don't want to rush you through all this, but please understand, once you've created a plan and once you've formulated a marketing plan, now it is to implement on the broader strategies by the corporate management. So you have to link now. You have to create an establishment of the marketing objectives to the bigger strategic plan. This objective can be a specific target. For example, I'm the mission of the organization may be to improve patient care. Okay, you have to create a marketing to know, maybe you have to create a survey or a patient survey, and this can be tactical actions. The organization's objective at a strategic level might be, I am looking at to be the best customer or patient care hospital in the next 5 years. So, you know, all the strategies and actions has to be established with your marketing objectives. Once again, measurable in currency, time and units. It has to be realistic. Once again, the SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Whether it's challenging, clear and concise, and most importantly, consistent with one another. You cannot have an inconsistent plan with any other thing. It's a process. The marketing activity one may establish only one outcome, but it is a link to marketing activity two, or three, and four, and five. So always remember that the objectives you should specify by time, which have to be achieved. Marketing objectives must be as precise, as generic as possible. Otherwise, you cannot do it. It's like a universal method. Profitability, service, price, quality, image, market share, unit sold, cash flow. It should cover everything. It's for you. Make a note of it. This is everywhere you can found. It should cover the following areas. It should cover what is the service plan, what is the price plan, the quality of the output, the image of the hospital, increase of market share or decrease of market share, what is the medicine unit sold or the beds, the cash flow and the profitability. This is very common, so you can take a note of this. Some objectives have to be as the market share or the other thing, but it can be measured through market research. Again, you started with a market survey, again a market survey. It's a model. Okay, the first two are strategic, the next are your market plan. Okay, when I say the first two are strategic, the first one is understand internal and external data. When I say internal data is, what is the hospital offering? What are the packages do they have? What are the facilities? Once again, the best way you will get the internal data is SWOT analysis. Remember I said of the six core objective of the marketing plan was SWOT analysis. So the SWOT analysis will give you the internal data, the strength of your hospital, the opportunities of your hospital. The external data, go back, identifying the customer, market research, market survey, so you'll get the external. So now, incorporate. What is the internal data saying? What is the external data saying? Is the internal strength is able to link with the external data or not? Now you set the mission, vision, and the critical success factors. Okay, if I do this, then this will happen. If I do this, then this will happen. Once your both the strategic model is done, now come to the strategy and action, match and set goals. You determine the tactical plan. You integrate the business plan with other entities. You let the other department know, you know what? We are. So for example, you do a campaign. I've said it, you're doing a campaign for cardiovascular people. So you will be distributing leaflets for maintaining a proper heart care in the lifestyle plan today. Because you have felt from the market research which you did from the strategic intent that these people doesn't know. So you're doing three things. You're increasing awareness of how to maintain your heart well. And if there is a problem, we are there to take care of you. And the third most important thing is you're increasing footfall. That means if they come, do I have the customer's database and integrate them? So there is a laboratory person should be there because you have to take blood and then check. There are certain norms that has to be filled from the administrative department. Then there are the manpower needed. So you integrate the business plan with other departments. Finally, monitor, control, and feedback into the strategic loop. If you do not, I call it the MCF. If you do not monitor the plan, the control, and the feedback, nothing is going to work. So once again, the first two, the strategic model, you understand internal and external data, internal from SWOT, external from market research. Now you set the mission, you create a strategy into a plan, determine the tactical plan, you integrate the business plan with other departments, tell them what you're doing and what is the outcome of it, and then you monitor, control, and feedback into the strategy group. We have created the plan, right? We have done it. Now we are formulating it. Now, when I say formulation, it means to determine the target market, specifying the okay. Say the target market I have got is X. So I have to specify the market strategy for X and developing the tactical plan using product, price, the place, and the promotion. I hope we are clear. We are now formulating it. That means we are executing it. We are executing it because we have determined the targeting market and we are specifying the marketing strategy using a tactical plan using the 4P, the product, price, place, and the promotion. Well, I did tell you this, determine the target market, planning strategy to meet customer needs in a target segment, how will you... Okay, I'll give you a Simon Sinek option of three questions. What will you... Why will you do? What will you do? How will you do? Simple. Why are you determining this target market? What will you do after you determine the target market? And how will you achieve after determining the target market? That's the three complete strategy from a customer need. I have told you again and again the same thing. It is displayed there. Go through it, the organization's own strength, the competitive intensity, the cost of capturing market share, the potential financial gain in attracting the targeted group. Basic step. The first step, defining the target market. And that's where your marketing plan or the target of audience will set up to. And again, the SWOT analysis. Again, those six steps. Again, the strategic business marketplace, the detailed internal and external analysis, evaluation of competitors, what they're doing, what is our strength, their weakness, or their strength, our weakness, or we are strength in both the places, and the reviewing of the entire marketing activities that they have. What they're doing for the last 6 months in the market, how they're promoting their brand, what they're doing, everything comes under in this roof. Once again, internal external analysis, which is SWOT, market research, which is survey forms, environment, which is gathering data, and then the segmentation targeting. Let's get into the deep aspects. First, we are seeing conducting the internal external assessment. So analysis, data, again with the SWOT analysis, where the geo demographic, how many hospitals are there in that demography, the market and its need, and the internal capability. What is my strength? Cardiovascular, diabetes, mass, medicine, hospital, care, patient care, all these things. This is the first. So I'm doing an internal and external assessment. This you can achieve by SWOT analysis. Again, the environment, the first component of this to understand the macro information, the sources, the opportunities, the future business outlook, the strength and weaknesses of the organization, what they can do, what they cannot do. Again, market share, the need, the role, completing the analysis to identify the major market and appropriate segments. I have the best cardiovascular unit. The market says no. there is no cardiovascular need out here. So do I continue? Do I stop? Do I keep it a minimal target or whatever it is? Most important, you have to know what the competition is doing. You have to know what are their marketing plans. You have to know how other hospitals are getting into that competitive mode. What they are doing? Are they doing campaign a week, campaign a month, campaign a day? There was a campaign by a hospital in Mumbai, Eye for a Day. I do not recall it, which hospital. Eye for a Day, Heart for a Day, Heart. Okay, there is a hospital in Vashi which did a wonderful campaign called the Heart Day. They did a campaign with every bus stop had that cap explanted with the heart speaking with a number that if you have a problem with heart, please call here. And if you want to do a free checkup of your heart of the current condition, do visit this hospital. So even sometimes that can help you with giving you a positions in a clinic or a hospital. And finally, the internal capability. I think that is more important, what you can offer rather than what others are offering. If I know the offering strength of mine, I should be independent in evaluating the program in the clinic with a form. Typical industries from an HR, why do you think they do a culture assessment every year? Why there are organizations like Great Place to Work? Why there is accreditation by NABH? Because these means I'm walking into a hospital which has all those credentials. So I shouldn't only worry about my patient. Rest everything will be taken care of, and the marketing activity. So you have to link everything, the assessment from the organization has adopted and implementing the marketing concept. I think we have spoken largely on this, so I'll not speak more out here, but again, evaluate the program with the form. That's what the activities and all these things are there. I have given you this. I'm not going to speak much out here. So again, SWOT analysis is coming again and again and again, as I told you before. How will you do it? The SWOT analysis, the process, does not provide data, it provides opinions. So you have to work with the data, you have to identify everything.